Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richard moves to third. Williams moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Richard scores. Williams moves to third. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from May and he is safe. Andrews steals third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvarado out. There goes Andrews. He's safe. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Patek bunts in front of the plate. Egan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Richard bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Melton moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. There goes Andrews. The throw from May to second, and Andrews is out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Carlos May pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into May, who tags May, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Rooker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos May now playing first base. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Ted Savage pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Egan moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Egan moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Lee May pinch hits for Lee Richard. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Egan scores. Alvarado moves to third. John moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Walt Williams. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball towards right. Oliver catches it and throws to home to double up Alvarado. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Shaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Andrews reaches second base with a double. McKinney goes all the way around to score. Andrews moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5. And Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.